You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey everyone, and welcome to Service Notes, your go-to podcast for everything service management. I'm your host, Reena Brambat, and today we have a very special episode lined up. Joining me is an outstanding IT service management professional. And one fun fact, her name even rhymes with mine. Take a guess. Please welcome Sharina Jobs. Sharina, welcome to Service Notes.
Okay. So Sharina, I mean, what a fantastic story. And, when you say you started like 10, 15 years ago, incident management, and you moved into change management space and you use Excel, where we are now, like how did you manage that transition from, let's say, version 2 of ITIL with such a basic element with a lot of complexity? Because we know technology is not what it used to be 10 years ago. Right. So do you want to kind of share your experience and how you managed that transition?
For sure, Reena. I think we all know VUCA, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, and ambiguity. Technology is so volatile. I started with a very basic Excel those days and then slowly progressed into being introduced to IT service management tools, which has been a great revolution in the whole IT service management space, right? So it started off with Footprint, then later got introduced to Remedy. From Remedy, it got introduced to, ManageEngine. And then from ManageEngine to today's master brain, which is ServiceNow. So ServiceNow is a no-code to low-code application. It's amazing. It's easy to use. It's a tool that runs based on the processes. It's driving the whole way the things need to be run in the right place. So, and I would say 10 years ago, in service management, each of the processes was considered a silo piece. I would say was not interdependent and interrelated. But today, I would say every single process is a handshake with the next. So you have change, configuration, release, CCR, very tightly coupled. You have incident change problem, tightly coupled. You have incident problem availability, tightly coupled. And everything else is managed by our service level agreement, operational agreement. So it's a nervous system. So as I have been, into various assignments across different industries, I was also fortunate to wear the hat of an internal consultant in those organizations. And also, I would say, a mini project manager to run the implementation of these tools. So great experience in understanding and also helping the people, understand the benefits of these tools by shaping their work to be more efficient and also getting them customized and to cater to the organization. So that's what I feel when I look at the journey about the whole ITSM journey along with ITSM tools.
Yeah, no, I think I like how you how you kind of define the whole coupling process. I never heard it like that, like, you know, incident problem configuration. And, you know, yeah, I mean, it's just like, it just shows like you have so much wealth and knowledge in this space. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised like if you were in my team or my company, I was like, hey, Sharina, we need to, you know, get this form up for this incident new service. And you'll be like, yeah, sure, let's do it, right? I mean, because you know the process, you know the tool. So yeah, no, that's really, really fantastic. And how has it benefited your career? Because you have gone up the process ladder, you know, by academic and professional experience, and you have also evolved in your technology understanding of these ITSM tools. Like, how has career benefited from this approach?
I think I got a very consistent, progressive career growth. Starting from incident management, I was wearing the hat of a team leader, managing about 15 to 20 people, which were like technical support engineers.
Okay.
And then as I progressed to become a manager for each of these processes, although the team size got a little more, you know, smaller because the team members are more senior, we were taking more complex assignments. And then I moved over to both service, I changed between service delivery and service transition processes as well.
Okay.
To manage a little bit of release, configuration and change. So today I'm happy when I look back, being a senior manager, I'm driving the whole change enablement process with the B2C landscape for one of the leading banks here in Canada, which is Bank of Montreal. And it really gives me that happiness that today I'm also making sure that every change that gets into the environment, right? Every change that gets into the landscape, we are safeguarding our customers' service continuity and also providing them with new enhanced features so that they could enjoy banking with a very good experience.
I know, definitely. If I was in Canada, that's who I would bank with, because I know that IT is in safe hands. It makes such a big difference. Do you have a favorite process, given you've kind of gone through the, you know, most of them? Mm-hmm. Is there a favorite process of yours?
I think I would say I would give equal opportunity to both service level management and change management.
Okay.
And particularly, probably I'm more inclined towards change management because it pretty much resonates with my personality and persona. Because it's a very disciplined process. It's a process that needs to have critical thinking as one of the very key soft skill factor. People normally consider change record as an administrative process, but for me, it's about looking at different pieces and stitching them together. Think what would happen if something goes wrong. So that means also wearing the hat of a little bit on that downstream, you know, looking at the incident side, what could if it goes wrong.
Yeah.
And at the same time, okay, if it becomes a success, then yes, kudos, then it's getting into the operation. So I would say, I would give equal weightage for both incident, change management and service level. That's how it is.
Yeah, no, that's very interesting because I think change is one of those where you have to balance the timeliness with the risk, right? Because
exactly,
you can't like pump everything at the same time. And because the technology is moving so fast, the timeliness of this is also important because, you know, let's be honest, when you release the first thing, the team is out there is kind of ready for the next thing. You just haven't got a time to even breathe. And they're just like, but here is the next one, right? So,
exactly. And I think it connects the three C, which I call, which is coordination, collaboration, and communication. So you coordinate with the stakeholders, you collaborate with the different teams, incident release, change project management, even agile delivery teams. And then you communicate as well as the change goes in or comes out with success, or even if it fails, you still need to communicate. So I think that's where it is. It's that sense of a controlling process.
Yeah, no, I like that. CCC.
Exactly.
Very three C's. Yeah, very interesting. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed this episode, don't forget to tune in next week as I and Sharina dive even deeper into our discussion on IT service management. You won't want to miss it. This episode of Service Notes is sponsored by 24 Trainings. Check out their service management training classes at www.24trainings.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.